Welcome back to another episode of Justin's Pull List here on Capes and Tights, a comic book and pop culture podcast. I'm your host, Justin Soderberg. It's my pull list. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in again for another week. This one is for a week this coming Wednesday, October 13th. And this is my pull list. I get at Galactic Comics and Collectibles in downtown Bangor, on Hammond Street in Bangor. And I just go over a quick couple titles that I get. And then if you want to get them, check out with your local comic book shop and see if they can get them for you on Wednesday. But I have a pull list, which means that he pulls it and reserves it for me every week if you don't know what that is. I thank everybody for subscribing, following on all of our social media at Capes and Tights Podcast on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Twitter is at Capes Tights Pod. And you can find us on capesandtights.com as well as Apple, Spotify, all the, you know, podcasting networks out there. So this is a great Monday and I'm looking forward to this week. Be sure to check out tomorrow, Tuesday, October 12th, when we review, Adam and I review the What If season one from Disney Plus, from Marvel, the entire series. We just talk about the inclusive 9 episodes as a whole and give our thoughts and feedback on the first season and so on, as last week was the last episode of season one. And then on Wednesday, we welcomed David Harper from Sketch.com and the Off Panel Podcast. Huge comic book fan. He's a comic book media member. He has been doing this for a while, and we chatted a bunch about comic books, about some basketball stuff, because we're both basketball fans, and so on. So that comes out Wednesday. So tomorrow, What If, on Tuesday, October 12th, Wednesday, October 13th, is David Harper. And those are two episodes this week because we're starting to move to Tuesday. So if you're a fan of the podcast, excuse me, and you've been tuning in every Wednesday, we are now moving it back a day, or forward a day, I should say, whatever way you want to say, to Tuesdays, so that you actually get more of a week to actually listening to the podcast. So every Tuesday, a new episode will come out for the podcast. We're excited to do more and more and more and more. So look forward to that. So let's get into the pull list. Again, it's a reserve list. It's a list of comic books that my comic book, local comic book shop pulls for me, and I pick up on Wednesday mornings on the way into work. So we'll go through all the lists, and I'll have a featured comic book again that I kind of focus on for the week. I will say that I don't buy DC Comics. Nothing against DC Comics. I just don't buy them. So that isn't usually featured in these things. Sometimes I will pull out one here and there that I think I'd be interested in if I did buy them. But mostly these are Marvel, Image, IDW, Boom, Scout, so on and so forth. So enjoy. So the first one on the list is Amazing Spider-Man number 76. And then we're going to Electric Black Dark Caravan number 1. That comes from Black Caravan comic books, Joseph Schmalke's book, a publisher. That's a Scout imprint. The Electric Black has been an amazing series. This is another version of that. That's Dark Caravan number 1. That comes out this week as well. Iron Man number 13, Kang the Conqueror number 3, Miles Morales Spider-Man number 31. We got 3 Star Wars titles that I'll be picking up this week. It's Star Wars Dr. Alpha number 15, Star Wars High Republic Trail of Shadows number 1, and Star Wars War of the Bounty Hunters number 5. Those are the 3 Star Wars titles I'm picking up this week. I believe there's 4 or 5 total titles, including one that's on IDW. Those are the 3 Marvel covers right there, our Star Wars titles this week. X-Force number 24, X-Men number 4. So the big one this week, though, that I'm featuring on, and kind of sad that it's happening, it's the end of the Immortal Hulk series. Immortal Hulk number 50 drops this Wednesday. It's going to be a fun packed issue. It's been a great series so far. Al Ewing has been kicking ass at this series. It's one of those ones that I read issues 1, 2, and 3, and I was like, this is one of the best comic books I've read in a long time from Marvel, and it continued to do so. And so he is ending it at Immortal Hulk number 50, and Al Ewing, I believe, is going over to write Venom next. And so he's doing Venom, and I believe Donnie Cates, who wrote Venom now, is coming over to write a new Hulk series called just entitled Hulk. And so Immortal Hulk number 50 concludes a 50-issue run of Immortal Hulk with Al Ewing at the helm writing that book. So I'll give you a little of the solicitation on that. Down in the below place, the Hulk searches among the ghosts of the past for answers to all his questions. The one below, the green door, Samuel Stearns, Jackie McGee, and Bruce Banner. It's all been leading to here. This is the final issue of the Immortal Hulk. can't wait. Very excited for this one. I believe it's a $10 cover. It's just the way it is. I feel like every week now there's a $10 cover from Marvel, but you know, this is one you can't miss. The Immortal Hulk wraps up with issue number 50 this week. So that's my pull list. Amazing Spider-Man number 76, The Electric Black Dark Caravan number 1, Immortal Hulk number 50, Iron Man 13, Kang the Conqueror number 3, Miles Morales Spider-Man 31, Star Wars Dr. Aphra number 15, Star Wars High Republic Trail of Shadows number 1, Star Wars War of the Bounty Hunters number 5, X-Force 24, and X-Men number 4. Those are the issues they're picking up this week. Check with your LCS to find out if you can get on a reserve list, a pull list, or a pull box, or whatever they call it at their local comic book shop, and get these comic books. It's worth it. It helps support local comic book shops, but it also guarantees you the issues every week, which is awesome. And if you can do it ahead of time, if you can let them know you want a comic book months in advance, you know, during FOC or anything like that, that helps them also prepare and not get stuck with a bunch of back issues that they may have over-ordered or under-ordered if you miss out on that comic book. So again, tomorrow, Tuesday, October 12th, What If Season 1 review with Adam and I. We'll be discussing how we thought the series went, what we would like hope in the future, so on and so forth. Overall, arching 9-episode review. And then on Wednesday, we have David Harper. Wednesday, October 12th, David Harper will be joining us from Off Panel Podcast and Sketch.com. Comic book media member. He's amazing. His podcast is awesome. We talked about comic books, how he got into it, and so on and so forth. And then starting every Tuesday forward is a new episode of Capes and Tights podcast. That's the real episodes. And then every Monday we drop these pull lists on, plus there's other bonus issue episodes and so on and so forth. So follow us on social media at Capes and Tights Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, at Capes Tights Pod on Twitter. You can also find us at capesandtights.com and on Apple, Spotify, and all your major podcasting platforms. Again, this has been my pull list. I'm Justin Soderberg. I really appreciate everybody tuning in and listening along. Be sure to share this with your friends and family if they're into comic books and pop culture, because we have a lot to come up with. Bunch of huge guests, bunch of fun things coming up in the future. So keep tuned to our podcast, Capes and Tights, a comic book and pop culture podcast. Thanks, everybody.